Well, the big news has been the oil spill in New Orleans, but there's another weather story we haven't paid nearly enough attention to, and that's the devastating floods that swelled in the South earlier this month, responsible for dozens of deaths, billions of dollars in financial damage. I'm talking about Nashville.
The pictures have been absolutely astounding.
And New Orleans just, the oil spill just sort of knocked everything off the front pages.
No, it's true. Actually, my mother-in-law was down in Nashville during the flooding, and she kept calling our house saying, how come you're not talking about the flooding in Nashville?
Well, now we are, folks. Now we are. Musicians in Nashville are experiencing a unique loss. Many of the city's performance venues were damaged by the rising water, including the famous Grand Ole Opry. But many of the instruments that are used to give Music City its reputation have also been destroyed by the water. Joe Chambers is the founder of the Musicians Hall of Fame in Nashville. He has seen the destruction firsthand, and he is a musician himself. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Welcome. And first of all, give us a sense of how bad it's been for the musicians, and therefore for the instruments and the musicians and the music in the future.
Well, it was a perfect storm down here. When it comes to loss of instruments, and let me say first that this is really, I feel a little guilty talking about this instruments when there's so many people that have lost their homes and their lives, and it's really devastation all across Middle Tennessee. But unbelievably, this location called Soundcheck, which is located down close to downtown, housed so many instruments. It was the place that like Frampton and John Fogerty or Brad Paisley, all these people kept their personal instruments.
Joe Chambers, we're talking about, be specific, guitars, drums, what?
You name it. You know, keyboards, drums, you know, any kind of instrument, because that's where the bands would rehearse before they went on tour. And also, Nashville is loaded with studio musicians as well as road musicians, and it's, you know, people, you know, like that you may not have ever heard of, but they're behind, they're on most of all the records that you hear coming out of here, and also, you know, like I said, Peter Frampton, Nashville is not just country. This really
a little bit of everything. And Joe Chambers, our partners, the BBC, were around town talking with musicians about what they saw, what they lost. Here's Buddy Frank.
Okay. You can see here where it got up 3 feet deep right here. You can see on the wall the water line where it got to on this, on 3 foot deep. We've lost a whole lot of stuff, and if you can look right back there in the back, there's one of the pianos, one of the Steinways floating right there. It floated there.
Oh, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see instruments floating. We want to hear them playing. Joe
Chambers. It's also about the people, too, Joe. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Nashville, Tennessee.